Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners of Tun Trade Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program. And yes, it's the time for the quiz, inshallah, the rapid fire quiz, from Radio Islam International. To listeners today, it's day number 10, inshallah. The number to call again for the quiz, we're waiting for the calls to come through. We have just one caller. Number to call, inshallah, for the quiz tonight, it's 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah. The first three, rather. We're going to be taking three contestants at random, inshallah. And while we're waiting for the program to start, subhanAllah, we heard a lovely lesson regarding our beloved Nabi Akareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, he listened, send Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to a certain community, not to a certain tribe, not to a certain people, but our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent by Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as rahmatul lil alameen, that Allah sent him as a mercy to the entire mankind, subhanAllah. That was our beloved Nabi Akareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, yes, dear listeners, you know, reading about the Nabi of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshallah, sometime, read about, you know, the touching stories that actually touch your heart, subhanAllah. I read about, the lady a few days ago we discussed, Malik Sahib Sahib, regarding the garbage thrower, a very, very heart touching story regarding this, how the lady used to throw things in the path of the Nabi of Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and somebody might say she used to be there on the roof of the house with a basket, throwing things at the Nabi of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, but one day she was not there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there, he knocks at the door, a very feeble voice asks, who is there? What was the answer? It was Muhammad bin Abdullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, can I come in? The woman says, I'm sick, I'm too weak to fight, to talk back. She thought the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is coming there to fight, you know what? So therefore, she thought the Nabi of Allah came there for revenge. But subhanAllah, she gave the permission to enter the house. And, in a very gentle voice, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in there. And, dear listeners, he actually, because of the subhanAllah, this actually changed her feelings. And the riwayat says she became a reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just, asking her, imagine she used to throw stones, garbage in the path of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, troubling the Nabi of Allah so much, but Malik Sahib besides, subhanAllah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam enters there, he inquires about the health there, and on finding out, how ill she was, he, subhanAllah, gently asks, O lady, do you need any help? And, wallahi, jealous and riwayat say, that she was hypnotized by the affectionate tone in the Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's mubarak and blessed voice. She forgot all fear and asked for some water. The Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave her some utensil, made dua for her health, and she quenched her thirst. And this made her very feel guilty for being so cruel to him in the past. She apologized for her mean behavior. He forgave her, came to her house every day to clean it, subhanAllah, to feed her, to make dua for her, and till she was on her feet again. And like I said, Malik Sahib Sahib earlier, this kind attitude of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inspired her into recognizing the truth, subhanAllah. And we find that this was the akhlaq of the Nabi of Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that made thousands and thousands of people accept the beautiful deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us the akhlaq and the sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, Malik Sahib Sahib with me is here, mashallah, he's smiling, I don't know for what reason, he's smiling. Malik Sahib Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The reason why I'm smiling is that I'm just listening to very interesting and inspiring story that you're mentioning. There are so many lessons that you can take from that lesson, from that story that you just read out. How people treated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in turn how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with them. So this is a akhlaq and character that we supposed to be having in our lives, isn't it?
Inshallah, definitely. We also supposed to be having this akhlaq of the
what Nabi other lessons can we take from the story? Tell us more.
Many important lessons. Malala, that we've got to be kind to everybody, inshallah, no matter what. Don't ever look down upon anybody, Malik Sahib Sahib. Let's never ever look down upon anybody, inshallah. Who knows in what condition that person might leave the dunya. As the Malala Thanwi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, don't even look down upon a kafir, because perchance, there were thousands of incidents, Malik Sahib Sahib, that just before they passed away, Allah opened up roads for them, Allah gave them hidayat, and subhanAllah, they in Jannat.
Is anyone looking down at you, Mulana Khan?
No, I'm not saying that, Malik Sahib Sahib. You're getting me wrong, my brother. I'm just talking generally, inshallah, regarding, having akhlaq, inshallah, respecting everybody. Allah give us all the tawfiq to make amal. But something, your smile, I don't know, something, Hafiz Sahib, you smile, Malik Sahib Sahib, you're smiling, there's a reason for that. We're going to be taking a break, inshallah, and when we come back, we listen to the sponsors. Thereafter, we're going to be talking to the contestants. Stay tuned. All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malik Sahib Sahib, my good friend, is here. He's been away for 2 days while his wife's up. You know, really, I missed you, my brother, for 2 days. You're not here. It's nice having you back in the studio. So, of course, Molly swipes up. Did you miss me, my brother?
No, I didn't miss you at all. I was just giving you the time to miss me because it says that a separation makes the heart grow fonder. So I was just giving you the time to miss me more and think about me. So appreciate me when I come back, then you can value me.
Molly swipes up, mashallah, wonderful person. Allah keep him smiling for always. Allah keep him happy for always. And yes, like you was.
Why are you so sweet today, Malana Kala? What's wrong with you? This is not normally yourself. Did you have honey or something before you came? Normally,
sugar water.
Just put yourself. What's happening? Tell us.
All right, Mali saves up. You wanted to. Let's continue, inshallah. And any final words before we welcome our contestants on board?
No final words. Let's welcome them first, and then inshallah we'll carry on from there after.
All right, JazakumAllah. First contestant on the line, we have Brother Muhammad from Johannesburg. MashaAllah, Muhammad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling from, Muhammad?
Johannesburg.
MashaAllah, I like the way you say Johannesburg, you know. But where in Joburg are you calling from?
Lanasia.
Oh, Lanasia. So just say Lanasia.
Indeed.
Okay. Muhammad, your surname? Just for record sake, my brother, so I know who I'm talking to, you know.
I prefer not to mention.
Okay, my brother. All right, okay. Muhammad, you are over 16 years of age. I'm just checking your ID number. All the numbers are correct, Malik Sahib. There's no Gabgal story. It's, mashallah, Muhammad is over 16. Muhammad, Jazakallah, are you ready for the contest, my brother?
Inshallah.
Okay, all the luck, okay? Inshallah, we hope you do very well in the quiz. Remember, the winner gets 1,000 rands, and inshallah, whoever wins tonight gets qualified for the final second place or the second week of the Ramadan finals. Okay, my brother?
Yes.
All right, you married?
Yes.
MashaAllah, how many kids?
Three.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah make them the coolness of your eyes, inshallah. And Allah make them pious as well.
Amen.
And the father also?
Inshallah.
That is you and me. All of us, inshallah. Allah make us all pious. Jazakumullah. All right, Melissa Ibsab, very, very important, inshallah, with regards to, you know, du'as in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We come into the second 10 days of the month of Ramadan. It's the 10 days of forgiveness, subhanAllah. We got to, inshallah, you know, ask forgiveness, lots and lots of forgiveness from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ji.
Especially from the listeners, Mawlana Kara.
I just knew you were going to say that, Ji. Inshallah. Muhammad, are you ready, my brother?
Ji.
Sorry, I asked you, are you ready about 3 minutes ago? Alright, let's go ahead. Here goes the contest. What is the meaning of mutaffifin? 1. Those who demand full measure. 2. Those who steal. 3. Those who cheat.
Number 1.
What is the judicial capital of South Africa?
Pretoria.
Judicial. Which of the following luminaries was not a student of Imam Abu Hanifa Amtar Ali? 1. Abdullah bin Mubarak. 2. Dawud Tayy. Or 3. Bishr Hafi.
2.
How do you spell the word procrastinate?
P-R-O-C-R-A-S-T-I-N-A-T-E.
Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah would not take place until two huge groups go to war with each other. Scholars say this refers to the battle between Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Talha, to Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Aisha, or 3. Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Muawiyah.
Number 3.
Complete the following proverb. A chain is no stronger than...
the weakest link.
Yeah, true or false, Surah Abasa was revealed after Hijrah.
False.
You're the man, my brother Muhammad, mashallah, and you answered just in time before the gong went, just before the 60 seconds. You done quite well, my brother. You started off quite badly, Muhammad. You had 1, 2, 3 in the start, incorrect, but then you just got all right. You were just sailing all along, my brother, mashallah. We're happy for you. Okay, my brother. 1, 2, 3, 4, right, Mali Swipes up. Am I ready? Am I right?
You are ready and you are right also.
I'm ready, am I right, and I'm everything. Okay, mashallah, Mali Swipes up. Jazakallah. My brother, the judicial capital of South Africa. I thought you were going to say Pretoria. Think again. Judicial. Remember the word judicial.
Johannesburg.
No, my brother. It's called, it's Kharankua. You heard of Kharankua?
Kharankua. I've heard of it, but...
The judicial capital of South Africa, not Kharankua, my brother, it is Bloemfontein, okay?
Okay.
The capital is Pretoria, the judicial capital of South Africa is Bloemfontein.
See.
Okay, my brother.
Yeah.
Muhammad, JazakAllah, let's go through the answers. Hold on the line, my brother. We are learning what is the meaning of mutaffifin. One, those who demand, waylul lil mutaffifin. Allah mentions in Surah Mutaffifin, 30 of the Jews, waylul lil mutaffifin, destruction be to the mutaffifin. So what is the meaning of mutaffifin? Those who demand full measure. Number two, those who steal. And three, those who cheat. What is sahib? Lasagna, so much me'aya. Those who cheat. Okay?
Hmm.
Alright, jihad. Which of the following luminaries was not a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi? One, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. Two, Dawtay rahmatullahi alayhi. Three, Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi. The answer is Bishr Hafi. My brother, I think, said one. Procrastinate, Malay Sahib, sir, would you kindly and humbly explain to us and myself, my brother, the meaning of procrastinate and how does the word procrastinate apply to our day-to-day lives? We want to learn, my brother, from the humble self. It's an appeal to you. Gee,
Jazakumullah. Procrastinate means do not delay. So especially in the month of Ramadan, do not delay in advancing towards good actions, good amal, virtuous deeds. This is the meaning of procrastinating.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well said, my brother. Simply to the point. You're the man. MashaAllah. We all understood it now very, very well. Jazakumullah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah would not take place until two huge groups go to war with each other. Scholars say this refers to the battle between Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Number two, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu or Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Or three, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The answer is three. Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Complete the following proverb. A chain is no stronger than its weakest link. That's much to this proverb, Mali Sahib. You know, it's very interesting. Okay. True or false? Surah Abasa was revealed after Hijrah. No, dear listeners, like my brother Muhammad says, it's false. It was revealed before Hijrah. Abasa wa tawalla. Very, very interesting, subhanAllah. Alright, you know, regarding the blind person who came there and the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turned away. Very, very interesting, subhanAllah. Read the tafsir of Surah Abbas and ask the ulama kiram also regarding the tafsir of that. I don't know, Mali Sahib Sahib, he's just smiling today all the way. Mali Sahib Sahib, you can continue with contestant number two, my brother. Over to you.
No, I'm just looking at your face after 2 days, after 48 hours, so I'm just very happy to look at your face and I'm just reading the dua. And I'm just smiling. That's
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
He isn't any others.
Allah make our muhabbat stronger, Ji.
See, that's why I say separation makes the heart.
Something was missing besides you not being here also. Something big was missing, my brother. We were looking for your jug yesterday. The studio was empty. Your 1.7 liter jug was not here. I see, MashaAllah, today that 1.75 liter tea is here. Enjoy it, my brother. Go ahead, contestant number two. Ji.
One brother met in Polokwane and he said that Malana Kara told him it was on Saturday he participated. He said, just look after the masjid jugs or masjid toilet jugs or something like that. I don't know. He didn't catch up that thing.
Tell me, I just look after it. Just now my friend when he said, just walks away with some of it, you know.
So he came to tell me, unfortunately, we were busy with the technical part of our broadcast, so we didn't have time to listen to your quiz, but he did come and relay the message to us.
Malik Sahib Sahib, we have another mail, mashallah. We have contestant number two being a Muhammad Saleh from Overton. Overton, mashallah, Overton.
Who is Overton, Mona?
Overton, yeah, in Poisons.
Oh,
let's welcome the brother Muhammad Saleh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know Overton, there's many, many shops. I don't know if there's houses. You're calling from the shop, your business is open, my brother. You're making money now?
No.
Oh, okay, okay. Overton, eh?
Si.
Oh, Overton, mashallah, near Boysons.
Si.
Okay, lovely, my brother. All right, Police Rave Sam's going to answer the questions.
Si, okay, no problem.
And if you don't know the answer, tell him go look for it yourself. Go look for the answer yourself.
Then you won't get $1,000 or something.
Okay, Muhammad, all the luck, my brother.
So this is second Muhammad also.
Allah make it easy for you. Muhammad, Ji, second Muhammad, this time from Overton.
Ji, since we started almost 10, 11 days of the course, I think we had almost 20, 22 Muhammads already. Everyone's name, all the mails that we received, they are all Muhammads.
SubhanAllah, beautiful name. Muhammad is a name, Ji, mashallah.
I'm not sure. On Google, if you search, Mulana, that's the most common name is Muhammad.
Muhammad.
But I'm not sure if people are just using it to abstain from your wrath. Well, I'm not sure what's the reason. Okay, Muhammad from Overton, are you ready?
Sure.
Any questions before we move on with our questions?
No.
Okay, question number one. Which nation started the evil practice of cheating in weight and measure? Number one, the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. Number two, the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Or number three, the nation of Saleh alayhi salam.
Shu'aib alayhi salam.
What is the legislative capital of South Africa?
Pretoria.
Which great imam said that in fiqh, the people are the children of Abu Hanifa? Number one, was it Sufyan Thawri? Number two, Imam Shafi? Or number three, Imam Bukhari? How do you spell the word resilience?
Resilience.
Gee, resilience.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Qiyamah would not take place until man will be perturbed regarding number A, why must he pay zakat, B, who will accept his zakat, or C, who will give him zakat.
Why must he pay zakat?
Complete the following proverb. A bad penny.
A bad penny.
A bad penny can't buy you
panichaus.
Panichaus. A bad penny always turns up, my brother. When you need it the most. I don't know if I'm translating properly.
You're not making sense at all.
That one's just from my back pocket.
You're not making sense at all.
All right, Molly shapes up.
Gee.
My brother Muhammad Saleh, how many you think you got right?
I think one or two.
MashaAllah, my brother, you've done quite well. Don't worry. Don't worry. If Molly saves up, if we had to ask him the questions, you would have had a zero. Now, JazakAllah, my brother, you got two right, okay?
Okay.
Just spell the word resilience again. We're all learning, my brother.
R-E-S-I.
Yeah.
L-E-N-C-E.
L-I-E-N-C-E.
L-I-E-N-C-E.
Okay.
Sure.
And Molly saves up, can you explain to us again what's the meaning of resilience?
Gee, I think you're testing me too much, but no problem. Resilience means to be able to bear something.
Yeah. MashaAllah, it's a capacity to recover quickly from a difficulty.
Hmm.
When it's Faib Sahib, JazakAllah, I've learned a lot from you since I've met you, my brother.
Hmm.
Okay, I've learned a lot from you. Hmm. Thank you.
Do you know what Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said with regards to learning from another person?
Ya ji man allamani harfan siratu lahu abdan, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
You learn one word, you become a person slave. Very, very important we learn. You've got to respect your ustad, you've got to respect your teachers as well.
Gee, from tomorrow, you better make my tea.
Yes, I will make your tea, my brother.
One
and I will cook
full.
For you as well.
One jug full.
One jug full, gee. 1.75 liters of tea. We have our third contestant, Apa Fatima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Apa.
Alhamdulillah.
How are you, Apa?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Apa. May I ask, where are you calling from, sister?
From Johannesburg.
Also from Johannesburg. All gee. Three contestants from Johannesburg, Moni Saibs. From Lens, I guess, Apa?
No, not from Lens.
Oh, okay. Right. Apa, are you familiar with the contest? First time calling in?
Gee.
All right, 60 seconds to answer 7 questions.
Okay.
All right, Abba, all the luck, inshallah. Allah make it easy for you. And our first contestant had how many right? One is right.
Four.
Second contestant getting 2 right. Apa, so you got to get 4 right or more to win the money.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Then money shapes up. Apa can live happily ever after with 1,000 rands. Okay. Apa, Fatima, you ready? Okay, here goes your questions about what is Sijin? 1. A valley in Jahannam. 2. A seal book. 3. A tree in Jahannam.
8.
What is the administrative capital of South Africa?
Pretoria.
Which Sufyan described Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi as the greatest Judas on earth? 1. Sufyan Thawri. 2. Sufyan bin Uyayna. Or 3. Sufyan al-Basri.
3.
How do you spell the word rejuvenate?
R-E-J-U-V-I-N-I-T-E.
Before Qiyamah, a man will pass the grave of another...
Malana is A-T-E.
Okay. All right. Before Qiyamah, a man will pass the qabr of the grave of another and say, I wish I had wealth like him. Number 2, I wish I was pious like him. 3, I wish I was in his place.
3.
Complete the proverb, a bird in the hand is worth... According to a true of... Oh, no. I was hoping we go through all 7. Apologies for that. But just interest sake, let's see. True or false. According to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Saturn, Mercury and Mars are referred to in Surah Al-Takwir.
True.
MashaAllah. But sister, for, unfortunately, the gong went already. Okay. But Wali Saif Saab, I think sister is still in the contest. MashaAllah. You got four right, sister. Wali Saif, am I correct?
No. You're way off.
Huh?
You're way off.
No, the first one was Wali Saif Jane. She said number two, a sealed book.
No, she didn't say number two.
How about the first question? Did you say number two, a sealed book?
I said A, number one.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. One is already in Jahannam.
Yes.
Ma for that, sorry. Okay. Just a bit of distraction from Ali Swahib, sir. For the result, I couldn't mark properly, Appa. Sorry for that.
No problem.
So, Appa, you got 1, 2, Ali Swahib, sir. She's got 3, right?
No, still 2, Mulana Kara.
Which ones, Ali Swahib?
Number 2 and number 5 are correct. And how do you spell the word?
Rejuvenate, she corrected herself.
She corrected with the last 3 letters, but she made a mistake. R-E-J-U-V-E.
What, the V-I? She said V-I.
Yeah.
She said V-I.
V-I.
I hope so, Appa. Appa, just spell it again, rejuvenate. The spelling of the word rejuvenate, you spelt it as R-E-J-U-V-I-N-A-T-E. You corrected yourself, but you corrected yourself with the last 4 letters only, not the V-I. It's supposed to be V-E. Right, Appa, you are learning, mashallah. So, Appa, you got money saved, sir. I'm not going to say any amount. You say today, my brother, 2. Okay. Because I made a lot of mistakes today. Gee. Appa getting 2, right, Fatima? Jazakallah for contesting. 55 rands coming up your way, Appa. You can try again next time, inshallah, okay? Call us back, inshallah. All the luck. Request for du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, mashallah, Mali Saif Saab. Ash, today my counting just was not good. I don't know, I was just ticking, but I thought, be generous today.
Is it only today or every day it's the same case, Mulana Kara?
Okay, Mali Saif Saab, so the first contestants got 4 right, okay?
Yeah, Mohammed from Indonesia.
Don't say yeah, say G. G. Contestant number 2 has got 2 right. Mashallah, that was brother Muhammad Saleh.
G.
Mashallah. And sister Fatima from Johannesburg, she got 2 right. Brother Muhammad from Indonesia, congratulations, mashallah. Shabash, my brother, you're the winner for today. 4 questions right. You get 1,000 rands cash. We'll send you the postal orders, my brother. We'll get it in December. Muhammad, jazakallah so much, my brother. You qualify for the finals. It's coming Saturday night, inshallah, between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we humbly ask for your du'as as well, okay? What is Saif Saab wants to tell you something? Hold on.
You don't want to ask him for maaf before he leaves. Or on Saturday you'll ask him one time.
I'll ask you for maaf on Saturday one time, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Anything, bolo, chalo, maaf, Muhammad?
No problem.
All just lightheartedness, my brother.
Amen.
Okay, you make dua for us, special dua. And special dua for my friend, Mullah Saif Saab.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother. All the best, inshallah.
Amen.
Dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Hello, Mali Saib Saab. It's 6:30. You got to still learn for Talabiyah, my brother.
Gee, I know earlier on you mentioned that you asked the first contestant, that was Brother Muhammad, 3 times already. Are you ready? You are counting. But I just want to know, in this last half an hour, how many times did you apologize and how many times did you ask for maaf? Tell me, please.
Mali Saib Saab, the more you ask for maaf, the better it is, inshallah. You know, every day we got to ask for maaf. See, we don't know how long we're going to live.
Gee.
We might not see our Talabi namaz tonight as well. So,
don't make me emotional cry now.
Jazakumullah, Mali
Saib Saab. But I'm sure the listeners do understand that, Mulana Kara, you are not serious when you are teasing me or teasing any of the listeners. It's part of our fun that we're having, and I'm sure your heart is clean also. And I'm sure the listeners also don't mind what you are mentioning, just lighthearted, because throughout the year, if our listeners are listening to you, they'll hear how pious is Mulana Kara, but only in the month of Ramadan, when he fasts in the month of Ramadan, then I don't know where you get extra energy from.
A little bit of naughtiness comes on, Mali Saib Saab.
Shaitan's chained, and then they send Kara out in place of Shaitan. But I'm sure the listeners, they know Mulana Kara, they're just lighthearted, and I don't think anyone is taking it seriously. So I don't know why you're asking for maaf so many times.
Just inshallah, just to be on the safe side, in case we hurt somebody's feelings. But like we said again, Mali Saib, it's just lightheartedness. At the radio also, alhamdulillah, we have a good understanding between all the staff. Allah increase the muhabbat here. You know, we tease one another. It's a good atmosphere here, inshallah.
That's what you think, because you see, out of respect, we don't say anything to you. You're the longest serving presenter on Radio Islam. No, I'm just joking. We do have a good understanding, and alhamdulillah, no one takes it seriously what you're saying.
Jazakallah, Mali Saib Saab.
Even Mawlana Yadir Saab, our station manager, also don't take it seriously, but he knows that you are just joking.
Then one day it kicks me out. MashaAllah, Allah increase our muhabbat inshallah amongst all the staff as well. And yes, my dear sir, really we have a wonderful, we have great staff members here, all working so hard. Allah reward them also for their contributions inshallah.
Including yourself also. I see that normally people are very reluctant to come early to work, and they are, sometimes they come with their pulled up faces and things like that. But whenever you come, you are very excited. You'll come so early before your program even starts, especially in the month of Ramadan, pacing up and down, and very dedicated employer that Radio Islam has. I don't think they'll ever fire you also.
Not just pacing up and down, when you say, so I'm not just pacing down, I'm completing my dhikrs for the day, my brother. Alright, Allah. I'm smiling on the other side, mashallah. Malik Sahib, 31 minutes past 6 o'clock.